clarify a point which I've said it multiple times, and realize it's maybe not so clear, not so poshut. So the Chazon Ish in Lamed Zayin, Chav Zayin, says a phrase which we've been assuming that whenever we're handling the Shaila of Shehiyah, the chashash is, the goal is that the Tzar Chalayla, you want it to cook quicker, and therefore there's a chashash Hashem Yechata. The Yisrael Shehiyah is called Hashem Yechata. There's no Mexican Mavashal in the Shehiyah, because you put it in there before Shabbos, and Chazal did not ask for that. Like many malachas, going from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos is mutter. We don't say it's a mechsi. Just lamosha them with the poskin vivin, right? You're allowed to open up the pipes of water to go irrigate the fields on Erev Shabbos, even though it's irrigating on Shabbos, which is a malacha deraisa. Either it's chareish or zareya, depending on the situation. The fact that you said it before Shabbos is mutter, according to Beisilo. Beishamah says also. Beisilo says it's mutter. We don't say, well, people will see it, they'll think you open up on Shabbos, and now you're cooking on Shabbos, that you're doing Zerei on Shabbos. They didn't ask for these cases. Now, why isn't there Marasai in all those cases, and why didn't Chazal ask for those cases? It's a fair question. But the Maisa, they didn't. So over here, the Chashash and Alas Vesei, but the Chashash Hashem Yechata is in place because of there's a Chashash that you might be Mechata it because you want the food. Either to go from Eichel Ben Drusoy to more than Eichel Ben Drusoy to go to Mithama V'yofaloi, etc. But the Chashash Hashem Yechata, because you want warmth, you want heat, right? We didn't ask her because of that. That's why the Muslim poskim say a Shita which holds that if you're being Mashal the Tzarech HaYoim or Kidruch HaYosa, which is the Tzarech HaYoim, which is clear, so then there's no reason in Mechata because of Shem for Bishul, because it'll cook by the next morning anyway. And the Mechata also Cheshasha that you want warmth, because I weren't going to this Cheshasha that you want a Mechata because you want warmth. That's the assumption we've been assuming. Okay, so Tosfos introduces the Gabi Dine Chazora, the Morse Loshan Rachzir in Af B'Shabbos, that there's a Shaykh Dine Chazora in Erev Shabbos. So what's Eichet Timsa, there's a Dine Chazora in Erev Shabbos, that you cooked a pot ready Moshe called Tzarcha earlier in the day, and you want to put it up, and you took it off and it cooled down, or it didn't cool down, but you took it off, and you want to put it back on right before Shabbos, in order that that should go into Shabbos. So that goes into the Isra of Chazora as well. What's the shear that it needs Snoy Chazara? In other words, we're afraid that if it will be Garva Kaltum, there's a problem. What's the shear that it would go from being warm room temperature back to being Raseach? And even if the pot is still Raseach, it's still Asr, because they asked it in the case where you're going from room temperature to Raseach. Now, the case over there was the pot was Moshe called Tzarchai, and it goes into this of Chazor, not to this of Shehiyah. But were it not for that, it's not Dine Shehiyah, it's Mutter. You're putting up a pot which is cold, it's room temperature, right before Shabbos. Were it not for this new issue of Chazora, right? The Mitzadini Shehiya, it's mutter, because you're not, it's Moshe Gotarcha, but it's not hot. We're in grocery because of warmth. When it comes to Chazora, that's a different ballgame. But when it comes to Mitzadini Shehiya, we didn't answer that. Now, why is Chazora worse? So now, what is this sort of Chazora? So this sort of Chazora, the Rishardim seem to assume, the Rishardim you see on the page, you seem to assume that the Isra Chazara is because of Mexican Mavashal. So that we have an Isra Mexican Mavashal and Arab Shabbos going into Shabbos. We said it for Moshe says such a possibility, but that's a big Kiddush to say that there is a Mexican Mavashal from Arab Shabbos going into Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tevar Yosher, which the Mishabura brings in multiple places, the Rabbeinu Tam says it because of Shem Yechat. So one second, I just made this whole halacha that the chashash of Shem Yechat, it's not all cooked, because it's obviously the item you're putting back into chazara is fully cooked, it's been pushed called tzarcha, it's not in sun, etc. It has to be the chashash over here Shem Yechat because of warmth. So why are we more concerned about the Shem Yechat because of warmth than we are because of in the case of Shehiyah? What's the difference? So l'chara, you have to say chilk between the chazara and shahiyah in regards to that. So I think the right way to understand it, which the Rebbeinu Tam doesn't speak it out in Gansin, but he does make a sushtel to the sugya before Daf Lamed Aleph. The more talks about the Isra Hatmana on Shabbos in a davar which is not a Moise of Hevel. It's not a Moise of Hevel, it's just a Maimed. It's just Maimed the Hevel, but it's not Moise of Hevel. So Hatmana is Isra on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is only Isra on a Moise of Hevel, because there you might be Matam and Ramitz, and that's a Gzer Shem Yechat. But in a Moise of Hevel, it's Mutter. But in a Maimed Hevel, it's Mutter Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even a Maimed Hevel is also. So what's the Cheshash? The more says, you might find that the Kedar is Nistanan and you're going to heat it up. So what's that Cheshash? So Rashi over there in Lamed Aleph says the Cheshash is, if it's Nistanan, Rashi holds Yishbishel Lach Rabishel by Dabar Lach, which is Nistanan, Yishbishel Lach Rabishel. So he says, Anitzum Abashel B'Shabbos. The Cheshash is a Cheshash of Bishel. If it cooled off and now you're being Marsiyachit, you're being a Rabishel on Shabbos. The Rosh over here in Per Gimel, after laying the back that there's ein bishul achar bishul, even my davar lach, once in which it's called tzarich, he says, so what's the chashash over there? The chashash over there is shami yichata. You're being over the isra of chitzi on the gecholim. Now, obviously, what's your goal over there? Your goal is to warm it up, right? There's no bishul involved, according to the rush. So, what's the issue? The issue is because you want to warm it up for warmth, and the isra is because shami yichata. You're being over the isra being ma'avir by the you're being ma'avir the gecholim, and that's the chashash. So why are we more concerned about that over there than over here? Because over here there's a clear action being done on his part in order to get heat. He took it off the fire and it's cooling off. He's put it back on the fire because he wants warmth. He wants the heat. That's why he's put it back on the fire. Right? So the Mora says the same. The Mora says, so therefore, even though you're being matman and not on a fire, we're actually afraid that you're going to go and heat it up to get warmth in order to be able to put it, to be matman it afterwards, because you want warmth. So when a person is in his goal is to get warmth, there's this chasher, this zera that you're thinking about warmth, and so you're going to go and be mechata to get the warmth. So that's true. And the Mora says, in a case you're being matman on Shabbos, so that the Rebbeinu Tam shall sue that. That's the Yisur Chazorah. That the Yisur Chazorah is Kashem Yechata. That you want warmth. You're going to go and be mechata in order to get that warmth. So we see when it comes to Chazorah, we are chayshish for a chitoy for the tzarech of to be mechamim, to warm it up. So comes the Gemara. And the Mora says, well, in a case where it was already cooled off and you put it back right before Shabbos, in a way where it will not heat up before Shabbos starts. So now it also goes to that because you know the act of being machzorit was done right before Shabbos, but Yois it doesn't have enough time to be marsiach on erev Shabbos, and you see your person is doing an act specifically for the purpose of getting the warmth by putting it back on the oven because he wants warm food. So merely the gzeira of shemay yichata. So lachara that svora over there of that case which the rush brings and the toisus brings, lachara is mavushes very much in the svora of the Rebbeinu Tam that the gzeira is because you want warmth in this scenario, you will be mechata. And the Ramah brings this down halacha lemaisa, and he says this, it's appropriate to be machmer on it. But that comes out that in a case where you would theoretically have a shahiyah case, mitzad isra shahiyah, we don't have such an isra. They didn't aser it, but mitzad the din chazora, they would aser it. Now that which you did in chazora and erev Shabbos, you don't need to be able to die. So you just need the garfa katan. But that halacha of garfa katan, you would need to address that. So we're mukhrach to accept the arguments of the Rebbeinu Tam and the lomdus of the Isra of Chazorah. The Mishavura seems to be go back and forth on this, what the Isra is. Mishavura in Zekotan Lamed Zayin says the promise of Besikim of Ashel. bring chananya, the only chananya, the only gerva katzum in a case where it's not gila mechel ben drusoi, or if you want to be master on Shabbos, the master kima vashel imena grufa. And there the Shartian says that's the Rashi and the Ran, and the Sefer Yosher Isha because of the chashash of punishing mitzvahs k'sas machshin Hashem yechata bechazarosa. So he brings in the Shartian, he brings the Renal Tam. Mishabur and Sivkat Nayan. So he brings this rush. He says, so well, what are we asking Erev Shabbos? The Rosh says, what are you asking? There's no way. So it's clear, it'll be Machzor on Shabbos. Now the Rosh doesn't say those words. That's the word that Mr. Burr is throwing that in himself. So he's saying that we're asking Chazor Erev Shabbos, out to do Chazor on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the Gzer is Shema Yechat. Mishmur wasn't asked to do that. He could have said Shabbos is a problem because you're messing him about. He didn't have to say the Shash is because of Shema Yechat. The only thing I was thinking in this Mishabura maybe was because the Lashon of the Rosh himself asked the Kurds, it's like Gezerah the Gezerah. He says, no, Kulachad of Gezerah because there's a Chashash Hashem Yechat. So, and since it's a Dabar Karbala the Rice, the Rosh's Lashon is a male of Kashash words. So Bishlam, if you tell me that the Chashash and Shabbos Hashem Yechat was finished with the Rice, so I understand that they asked it every Shabbos after Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, this itself is only Mexican of Ashul, which maybe we'll call that a more at the Rabbanu Dikadin. So maybe the Shabura held it wouldn't be Mistabra in the Rosh. But the way we're saying the Rosh, that the point of saying Kula Chadar there is because an Arab Shabbos, Nikra Chashash, really is that you'll come to be on Shabbos, be Mechatit, so that goes into the Gzeira of, it all goes into the Gzeira of Shem Yechat. But shell back at Mexican Mavash on Arab Shabbos and say Kula Chadar Gzeira, that's difficult to understand. So maybe that's another way of saying it. Okay. According to this, Hash is the way to read the Talmud. There's only this sort of Shem Yechat. There's no other Yisrael Messi Kim of Hash. That's the whole Yisrael of the Yisrael Messi is Shem Yechat. Especially because some Nafkamin is a halacha in some of the cases which you doubt about Dinei Chazorah. We have scenarios which there's no Chashash Shem Yechat because Chitu is not really Shaykh. But on the other hand, it might be a Messi Kim of Hash. The shadows of a plata where there's no you can't change the temperature, but it's a mock where Bishul is Shaykh. So I should argue there's no Shem Yechat, and that's a scenario. But that should be mutter. I Mesikim of Ashul. Whenever there's no such gzera, I'll Mesikim of Ashul. The Mishabura, you can't do that because Mishabura the Meister brings both. But Lachara, that should be a smach for the Tzadim to Meikel. You have the argument of the Rebbe Tam, which Mishabura is learning in the Rosh and in Tosfos. At least the Chumrah, there's this new. The besides Mesikim of Ashul, there's also Shem Yechat issue. Maybe there's only a Shem Yechat. Welcome, Lodum. Okay. Going back to the dinner, let's say your person is noyach to mechaber. So without accepting the chumrah of this tosis over here, I want to be that dinner shehiyah. Am I allowed to be masha something which is davar tzayin? Right. So Pasha was saying yeah. Without accepting the chumrah of the ramah, I'm a sardi. So I said, listen, the ramah basically, I'm worried about, but I have a mechaber. It says you can't do shehiyah on something unless you know. So do I have to be worried about something which is? I want to argue that I'm taking someone to misamek burdala. Well, why aren't we worried about the shemi yachata? Because I want it to be warm. I'm going to say I put it in there because I want it to be warm. Maybe I should be yachata because I want it warm. No, we not such a thing. There's no such answer. That was what I assumed, and that's what I've been telling you all along. I found that Rabbi Yabrov in his sefer on Bishul Shehiyah Chazor Hatmana Rechitza, everything you want to know about Hilchos that we're afraid to ask. See, he has the ha'ara on it. And he brings the chazanish, and he brings that the Rosh Hashanah is passed like that. Shem Lachos does not mention this heter. Shabbos. He brings rice connected to the chazanish. He says even there is a chashash Hashem Yechata because of warmth. He goes back and forth on the rice, etc. And then he's ma'arer that from this mishabur over here by the sefer Yashar by Chazar. I said he's not being nachus to this kol between Chazar and Shehiya. No, but I think that's a you can't bring any rise from the dine Chazara to the dine Shehiya mitzad these chashashes. So I think Lamaisa, the correct way to understand is like the Chazanish. The rise connected to the Chazanish. He answers up, etc. So if you want to look at it, it's a page I Bays in the safer. But I think the Rai is, I think the Mahalach is correct at the Chazanish. Mitzad Dinei Shehiya, there's no Chashash of Shem Yechata because of warmth. Okay, one Ha'ara.
Meaning if it's not in that time frame of.
Well, then you have the Ramah, you know, the Tavla Hachmer.
But you're saying before that time frame, there's no Chashash.
Well, for that time frame, we could argue then I guarantee that it'll be warm before Shabbos.
Right. But I mean, that's the idea.
I'm saying even without that time frame. I'm saying even if you're not machron the Ramah, I'm a Sephardi.
Okay.
So I want to know. I come to my chacham and I say chacham. I don't believe in the Ramah. Okay. You know, it doesn't. I don't believe in him. Okay, but I want to know. It's how the Machaber is up there. I don't care. There's no such chashash. It's how the Gemara. You know, we're learning the Gemara. It's always the chashash of a bishop.
Even if you hold it.
Correct. No, that's a din of Chazar. Correct. Now, I want to clarify what I just said. So, what's the other side of the Chashash? Chashash is mitzad bishul. It's not only mitzad bishul, hilchas bishul, because mitzad yafaloi is not bishul. Mitzad yafaloi is the food tastes better, but mitzad hilchas bishul. Everybody agrees that mitzad yafaloi is not bishul. Okay. And then I pointed out to you that Mitzvah Meraloi doesn't play a role. Mitzvah Yafalo, Mitzvah Meraloi does not play a role in Hilchos Bishul. So I just want to clarify that point because I've said that multiple times, and that's true with a but, like everything else over here. There's a but. There is. We'll learn Shin Yerches. You know, again, give me a peek, sneak preview of Shin Yerches a little bit. So Mechaber Shita is that the Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul. So if you're only Bishul Acher Bishul, right? The Shem only Bishul Acher Bishul. Most Rishonim assume once it's cooked, the Machamot Rishoy, it's called cooked, and whatever you do afterwards is not called Bishul. It's nothing. Okay. Moving it from Machem and Dersoy to Mevushah Chol Tzorecha is not called Bishul. If you hold Ein Bishul Acher Bishul.
The first part is
okay. Aleph. Moving it from, but a Pashas, according to everybody, moving it from Mevushah Chol Tzorecha to Mitzvah V'Yafalah, even according to the one who holds Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, even the one holds Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul, if it's a case of Mevushah Chol Tzorecha, but Mitzvah V'Yafalah, that's Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. That's not Bishul anymore. It's fully Mevushah Chol Tzorecha. The whole chilch between a Dover Yavesh and a Dover Lach, right, is because of the warmth which you're talking about. You want to reheat it to have the warmth in a liquid. I mean, it's the fact that you're making it Mitzvah V'Yafalah is not a problem. That's the pashtus.
There is, however, a
Lashon of Beis of Tur in Shin Yuches.
I hear
why you think that he can hold the mic. I'm not going to put it out of the time. So the Torah Shita is finished Bashal Kara Yeshua Shem Bishal in Itzanin. He passed that Yesh Bishal.
Yeah.
and then the Beis Yosef. Brings a brand new Ruchim. So like this, Afilo Higia im Shah Biyode Ashin Stan and Hatav Shah Osalach Zira. So the Dinah Machzirin, but you also have the word Abishal. Im Yeshua Reitzev, there's a problem of, if it's Nistan, there's a problem of Bishal. The Chodavar is Yeshua Reitzev, but Mitztamek, but Yafiloi, but who'd say name, Kishach Zira Gavi Kiro, Mitztamek, Habi Bosh, Hamavashal Gomer. Okay, so the Rana Yerukim says, if it's Nistan, but Yafiloi, you have a problem of Bishal. So that which I can't be machzer or mitzamah v'yafaloi, even though it's mevushel kol tzorchei, if it's nistan, it's a problem because you're going to heat it back. It'll now because you'll become mitzamah v'yafaloi. The malmi the word of the im mitzamah v'raloi, abishesh b'morik ain b'mishum bishul. Shadid the eitzel amadura. I feel welcome shayatzel at his boy. So now, see, he says it's l'kula. We're going in the shita shol jesh bishul acher bishul, and therefore which is cooled off. Heating it up again is called bishul. That's only if it's nistamah v'yafaloi when you heat it up a second time. But even if it's something which is mevushel kol tzorchei and it's l'davar lach and it cooled off and you're reheating it on Shabbos and you're heating it up again, if it's nistamah v'yafaloi, there's no bishul. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the sheet of the Rebbeinu Yerucham. The lomdus shavoy l'chara, the lomdus of it is that the mandamer holds yesh bishul acher bishul. He holds that there's a malachas machshavas element that your goal is bishul. There's still something you're adding to it. So once it's nistanin, giving it back to be warm and is bishul only if it does add something in the world of bishul. It just adds heat alone without any cooking taking place. So then ain bishul acher bishul. If you add something, even though it's a bishul called tzarka, but you're adding something by heating up again, it gets better. So that's a problem of bishul, which is mi'ein in the sheet of the Reb Eliezer Mimetz, the Yerayim, hold yesh bishul achetzi mitziach bishul, etc. So Taz says it's also because of Malachim Mishabas Asatara, it added something new. It added a new flavor, which wasn't there before. Even though it's fully cooked, but it added a new flavor. It went from being bishul to tzli, or it just needed being bishul. So you added a new flavor. You added something. But if ain bishul achar bishul, garnish katan. That's what the Yerayim says. So the Rebbeinu Ruchim is sort of answering the Yerayim's taina and saying, though, in my case of bishul achar bishul, you are adding something, because it's mitzamah v'yafaloi. So that's also called that you're adding something. But if you're adding nothing at all, it's mitzamah v'raloi. See, even that one number agrees, ain bishul achar bishul. So that which I keep telling you, it doesn't play any role at all in Hilchos Bishul. I just want to clarify that that's not true. Okay, now. Machaber, interestingly enough, does not add those words in the Sif. Sif Dalet. Toshi's Basel, Kamar, who, in the Lish Basel, Kosar, feeling his Basel, Kosar, Kamar, Kamar, so yes, Bishop, 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 Honey Milk, Shash, Bishop, Bishop, but Toshi's Mark. Dover, Shinis Basel, Kamar, who Yave, Shmutal, Shoy, Bishop is fine. So he doesn't seem to. No, the pastor's not saying that. Now comes along the Igle Tau. Igle Tau, building on this Rebbeinu Yerucham, he wants to be mechadish that by water, which the whole mile is just the heat. Right. So the kulyam yesh bishul achar bishul. So when we're handling the issue of even though I'm bishul achar bishul, but when it comes to according to the Ramah, we pass in bishul achar bishul my davralach. That's my davralach stam. That's why a food, liquid food which has liquid in it. But when it comes to, because the mice, they could have, was it was fully cooked, and that's it, according to the Rambam. That is not lost when it cools off. But by water, which the ikur mile of water is the fact that it's hot, so it cools off, ish b'shach b'shach, that's a glital. The glital himself is kaiser from it, but there are poiskim after the Shvi'is HaShabbos and the Bris Olam assume that the halacha l'maaseh should be kosher for that shita. Me'ein this shayla is the following. There's a bir halacha. There's this two line bir halacha in Shinyan Ches. There's a chasidish that's a very strong tine on it. It's a prima gadim. Prima gadim says like this, that the Mechaber Shita is there's Bishal Chabishal with Tistan.
Why wouldn't it work?
Zok, the
why wouldn't it work?
It went down from being Enyat Saletis, but Bim Hurak Kisheni Af Im Hoya Dayan Yat Saletis, boy, Yeshurm at the dinner, Kimoy Tistan, and Beishma Atimashim Bishal. Kisheni is not Mavash. Kisheni is Mavash. So it means that the quality of the warmth of a Kisheni is a totally different quality than the warmth of a Kivishim. So the doctor prima godim. Therefore, Amin Mechadish, if a person put the food from the food went to a klisheni, whether on Shabbos or before Shabbos, and now you want to put it back to heat again on Shabbos into a klirishin, even though it's mevushal kol tzorcha and it's not nistan, it's still hot. Yes, bishul hakabishul. Because you're making a qualitative difference in the item, and that's the lamas we're saying. That if you make a qualitative difference item from sli to bishul to sli, or from mevushal kol tzorcha to some of yafaloi, so there's a qualitative difference in the item by moving it from a klishen to a klishen. So either if I take the klisheni and put it on the fire, that'll be I'm making it into a klishen, or I put it back into a klishen, I put it on the fire. Either way, I'm doing a ma'aseh bishul. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it from the Prima Gadim that he Geish Lermer. He argued like that. Okay, the Chazon Ish asks on the Prima Gadim for Pidum Mimechem Mimechem. Right? So the way many Rishonim learn, because Rishonim had to learn the case was you poured it from the original pot that you were mashed in into a different pot, and then you want to put it back into the first pot and put it back on the fire. So according to the Prima Gadim, you can't do it with that bishul. According to the Shitas of Machaber, there's a problem with bishul. Elamai, the answer is, we'll learn the Gemara, not like the Prima Gadim. The answer is, there's no problem with bishul because it's still, it wasn't istanin yet, it's still fully hot, so there's no problem with bishul. That's why you learn the Gemara according to the Machaber. How do you learn the Gemara according to the Machaber? How can you be machzer it back from a pinam mechel lemechel? So the answer is, because bishul is no problem, because it didn't cool off. But according to the according to the Prima Gadim, the card that doesn't help you. That's the Chazish's time. He says, right, connect this Prima Gadim. Okay, nafti mina lemaisa. My cholent is drying out on Shabbos morning. I want to take water from the percolator, and I want to put it into my cholent. But so I can take an urn. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, an urn. Samovar. Whatever you call it. Right. There's a thing you actually percolate coffee, and it was called a percolator. I probably never saw that. The big things, they still do it. The big ones, they still do it. It has the basket, and then you put the. Whatever. Okay. One day we'll explain to you what a percolator is. Okay, so. So here's what am I studying? So, pouring. Let's say I leave a china cup. I leave a teapot up with hot water on my blech, on my old fashioned. So that's movable. It's not plugged in. I can actually move it. It's not electric. So I want to take my, then I want to pour it directly into my children. So I say, no, 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 don't do that. Why not? Don't do that because it's a chashash, it's in your chest, at the end of your chest, it's a so pouring that water, as it pours in, the force makes it move around. And agabia esh is a problem of hagasa, chachila, we're mach around the din of hagasa. So, okay, that's not a good idea. Okay. Second problem which I have is that I might make my, usually my, in my purse, my china gets to be able to have, make, have coffee, which I want to have with my, my milk. I drink. So I might make my coffee, this pot fleishig by pouring it directly over the cholent, and I'm going to pour this hot water, and the steam's going to come up, and it's going to make my pot with the zeya make the pot fleishig. Okay, so I'll take the cholent off of the fire because the cholent, let's say, is I have dinner chazar on the cholent. So this chashash of hagasa is only ala eish mamish. So v'moshe chatorch is only chashash ala eish, not when it's not ala eish. This chumrah that we don't understand what it is, that we're machmer, then the shenya kes. This din of that even if the mushkal tzarcha, the shaykh bishul by hagasa, that's only alaish. So I take it off of the fire, and I put it under the percolator. So I solve my problem of hagasa, but I solve the problem. I might be making my pot fleishig, the percolator, the urn fleishig. I think I told you I had a dentura on this once. Yigaman came to me with a dentura that it was on Shabbos. He wasn't home. His wife was home. His neighbor's cholent was getting dried out. He came into the house and put it under the percolator and put hot water directly into the cholent pot. Of course, the zeya went up directly into his percolator, made his percolator flashing. He wanted kind of the guy was a mazik because the purpose of the percolator is only to have hot water for coffee with milk. So he was a mazik. His urn, he should be kind to pay for the value of the urn. That was a dentara. Partially, it was, I think it was part, the purpose of the dentara was, I mean, he seriously took him to bez, saying, the bez was my Rebbe, Rishon Shapiro. He passed a headache like this while the guy was saying the Shiloh. Because, like, really? You're serious about this? I think he had the geschmack of taking him to a din. The mice, it's hard to say that he's guy in that case. Said the Imam and the So, but that's a chashash. There would be a chashash. So there's a very simple answer. You take water from the urn and you put it into a klisheni. You pour, take the klisheni and you pour it back into your pot, and you put back in the pot back in the fire. Or that's, since it's more controllable because it's in your hand. You can control that it flows out very softly. You don't even have to take it off the fire. If you machbar on the chazanish, you can't do chazor or whatever. You can pour it directly on the fire. Benachas, and that's enough. It's not a chashash of hagasa. Are you allowed to take him from a klisheni back into a klimishin? So is that the current the beer locha? No. That's the case of Peter Mechel the Mechel. According to many Rishonim, that's the case of you poured it out from the clean Rishon into a cliche and back to a clean Rishon, and it's mutter. So the Chazon Ish passed into Lachol Ma'aseh. That case is mutter. Shlomo Zalman in a footnote in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, he starts off with the argument that should be also. He's back in the door. The choice lit on the Xer Hayan also got be Hesh. Shemati Gun Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orba. They actually Roy Lahachmir. Because the Magarum passed the Pinim Mechel Mechem is also. Even Mishabura is Machriel the Hatter. But you shouldn't be Matu in this case. You're putting it back.
No.
Good. Achshuv Amar Li Agarim Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal. Daf Mekayin Efshut. It's Mutter. And he comes out local Ma'aseh that it's Mutter. And he says you can do that. That so you can put it from the percolator urn samovar into a Krisheni and then pour it from there into your cholent and shalom yourself. Okay. What? Well, you have me. Well, the Kol Magen Rambam Yonis Pinim Mechel Mechel Mepasuk Lister. Magen Rambam Pasuk Lister Pinim Mechel Mechel. So the Mishabur is Machriel the Pinim Mechel Mechel is Mutter. Not like the. And the Mishabura passes like that. Then he says, the Mishabura and Shin Ches Sif Dalad Bir Locha brings the Prima Garden. Now, this is all the card that sheets of Machaber. We pass like the Ramah. So the card of the Ramah, none of this bothers us. There's a bunch called Tzarka, and it's cool off the lesson of Yatzalatis, but we say, no, ain't Bishal Chabishal. This is all in the sheets of Machaber. We don't pass them like that. Because of the Ramah, the Maisa, the Shittas of Ramah, we're not worried about that. And it means Edechanami, according for Svardim, which go with the Shittas of Machaber, he wasn't necessarily Mimater. But for the Ashkenazim, everything is wonderful. Okay, so we went from Misamak Ruraloi to Tziach Abishal, to Klisheni, to Halacha Lamayis, and Peter Menechel Meir. Okay.
Would it be better to do it straight from the into the Tanapat without the Klisheni if you don't have it there?
If you could do it far enough, you have the mile of not getting involved in the Shalapit Pinam the Mechel and Mechem. Yeah. Well, according to those Rishonim, that's the case. Okay. A different Lakuta. So at the end of Resh Nun Gimel, so just let's see if we can just. So we have Sif Hei. I think Darlam found Sif Hei, the Mechaber is pretty straightforward. It's the Ramah which starts making things interesting. So let's go to the point of the Ramah. So first scenario was the case of a Tanner, which they were off of a Mevadiyam. And they weren't matmen. Now matmen here doesn't mean hatmona, but hilchas hatmona means that they didn't leave any food in there for Shabbos. They use it on Shabbos. Now those ovens take a long time to cool off. You picture your bakery oven, your matzah oven. It takes a long time to cool off. But you know, but he didn't use it for keeping the food hot. And now comes on Shabbos, and he wants to put something inside over there to warm it up. So. If there's no official problem because it wasn't the son of the Gamri, so we're going to. There is a matir which says it's mutter. Because, and the Mishnah points out, even though it's going to reach the temperature of Yatza lettuce boy inside of the oven, but since the hagufa, the fact that you were not mapping in the oven, gives it the equivalent status of a garva kotel. So the chashash will be, there's no problem of bishul, the chashash will be that the shemi yachata, because you want warmth. This is a form of a chazara. Right, so you'll be a chashash. That itself acts as a hecker that you're not going to come to be mechata because of the fact that you weren't mapping in it. That itself acts as a hecker to remind you. Okay, then he brings a yesh mechmirim. Fine. So that's the first point of the Ramah. Then the Aleph. Base. Now, to tell a goy to put it into the oven would be the next scenario. I want to tell the goy to put it into the oven. And so now we have the So first he says you can't. There's isur mir lakum on chazara. The same way there's an isur drabbanan to do chazara, there's isur mir lakum on drabbanan as well. And not only does isur mir lakum, but it creates a bidi an isur bidi evit. Now, what's this isur bidi evit? So if something which was edible as is room temperature, so the person went and did this isur of chazara, he didn't really and he heated it up. And now it cools off. So we should argue, look, in that situation, he didn't really accomplish anything. So I understand you can't be nehenna from that, what you did. But in this situation where you're not being nehenna, you're letting it cool off to the point where it's not being nehenna anymore, it should be mutter. So he says, no, there's a kanas d'rabbanan that you have to wait till after Shabbos, chlesh yasa, because since the goy did the malacha, so we're going to give you a kanas. You cannot... even though you're not being the hen anymore because it's cooled off, it's still us. That's the case. You told the guy to do it. The guy did it on his own. So then, once you get rid of the hanoah, i.e., it cools off, so then you can eat it. Something which is a dover lach, which is not really edible at room temperature. That was a dover yovish. You have a piece of chicken. It's cooked. You can eat it at warm temperature. You can eat it hot. Eating a bowl of soup, the chicken soup, you know, if it's cold, nobody's eating it like that. So there, so practically, I guess you could eat it when it's cold, but that's nobody wants to eat it then. You can't eat it while it's hot, because the mice are being the henna from the chimum. Okay, then he says, that's the case we tell the guy to do chazor. But now, what about telling the guy to do chazor in their tanner, in the world that they lived in? The world they lived in, they had a problem with heat. They used to use the oven to warm the house. So, like the Mishnah Berurah points out, there was two types of ovens. There was the oven which was basically used for chimum purposes, and there was an oven which people would cook on. So, in a case where the oven was used for chimum purposes, not for cooking, so I want to have the I want to put the pot into the oven. Right now, it's cold, or it's cool. It's cooling off. In the morning, the guy's going to come and he's going to stoke the coals or add fire or whatever it is. Why is that mutter? Because the chol chol metzotzina, even though it's a lack of it's the rice of making a fire, the chol chol metzotzina, and that's for tzarech chol. You're allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha de rice. So meanwhile, my pot is getting warmed up as well. So it's a great idea. So if it's a oven which you normally cook on, so the goy, when he's heating up the oven, he's thinking the chimum of the house and the chimum of the food, because that's where you cook. But if it's an oven you don't normally cook on, this is not a place where you're normally, it's not made for cooking, so you can put the pot in and have the goy heat it up. Why is that mutter? Even though it's a psik reisha that he's heating up the food, psik reisha by an emir lakum is mutter. I want to get back to that in a second. Now, he says, even so that that's true, it's only mutter to have ask a goy to put it in there and then have a goy heat it up. But to have a Yisrael put it in there and then the goy heat it up, that you can't do. Because as much as Rechosh is once in the Istana that there's Bishul Ach Bishul, and there is a locha in a case where one person puts the pot, one person puts the fire, that the person puts the fire is Chayav, the person who puts the pot is before the fire came, is Asumi Rabbanan. So no nafmina if that's Asumi Rabbanan, if you put the pot before the fire and the Jew does the fire afterwards, or the guy does the fire afterwards, it's just the Rabbanan. You should not be mishtatev in a maisa of cooking something on Shabbos. So this is the Rabbanan. But you can have a goy A to put the pot in the oven, and goy B heat it up.
This is mutter.
That's why you have to have a goy do the both steps.
No, I'm saying the cooking itself, the heating up is actually usher, so you're going to start with the register here. It's not, I mean, it's technically.
It's technically a psik reisha. That is true. But mitzad the iser of being mishtatev and a maisa of bishul, it's going to be usher. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So let's understand this then of psik reisha, amir lakam of psik reisha. So there's two ways to say it. One way to say it is that Betzim is Dover Shenim is Kavin. The psik reisha were machmer. So the amir lakam is a. It's not even a mice, it's just an amira. So even though there's an issue of psik reisha of the rabbanans, but on the psik reisha of amir lakam, which is such a very weak rabbanan, because only it's not even a mice, it's just an amira, they did not ask psik reisha. That's one way of saying it. So Betzim it's shaykh, the musik of Isser, but you know they didn't ask this psik reisha in that case. One way of saying it. Another way of saying it is Baklal. The Isser of Amira is that a person is Ming Mitzava. The Isser is not there's two parts of the Maisa of the Isser of Amira is that the Jew asks the Goy to do the work, and the Goy does the work for the Jew. So in both parts, so when the Jew asks the Goy to do the work, he's asking the Goy to do action X. He's not asking him to do action Y. And when the Goy does it, what he's giving out shlichus is what he was asked to do. So when I asked the goy to open up the refrigerator door and the light's going to go on, I didn't ask him to turn on the light, I asked him to open the door. So the mirror, this mirror lakum was on, what I asked him to do was open a door. And he did shlichus to open a door. That which, the door opened, turn on the light, I didn't ask him to do that. It's not b'chal, I have no shaykh, it's not am I, it's b'chal. So it's b'chal not shaykh and a mirror to this which it happens. So it's not a cool of the Mishnah Berurah's lashon because it's a cool and a real akum. It's not a mice. It's just a debris. So the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to say the second mahalo. Seems to say the betzim at shayach. Betzim the musik is shayach. The second we're saying is bechal not shayach. That's bechal not my part of my amira. It's bechal not shayach to the word isra mir lakum. I didn't ask him to do that. So I left something in the back seat of the car and I asked the goy to get it from me, so even though he's going to open the door and turn on the light. So I have a problem. I asked him to open the door. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. So therefore the poskim assume the mashal gabi, the case of the refrigerator, a lot of poskim assume that you can ask the guy to open the door, and you can't ask him to take out the light. You can ask him to open the door, and once it's open you can take out all the food that you need and then either leave the door open or have the guy shut the door, you know, but you can't shut it, obviously.
Sigresha is that the way to define the maisa of opening the door is included in that maisa, is it's a maisa which includes light opening. That's how I define the activity.
Okay, So it comes Rosham Zalman. Rosham Zalman argues that by the case of the refrigerator door, he holds you can't ask a goy. Cannot ask a goy. He says, why not? Because since that is the way the system is set up is every time you open the door, the light goes on. So it means that's part of how this refrigerator functions. So when I ask the goy to open the refrigerator door, that includes everything which automatically happens with that.
What?
No, this is the same thing by Carter also.
Not every
psik ratio. So that's a psik ratio where he's saying it in the case where this is the system which is set up and happens every time like that. So that now becomes nichlal in the act of opening the door is the act of turning on the light. In a case where it happens to be punked in this mikra right now, it's a psik ratio, but it's not always like that. L'chara, he would agree that that case is mutter.
Okay, well, I'm trying to understand that case. What's that case?
So your classic case of segregation. I need to schlep a chair across the backyard. I don't normally take chairs across backyards and make charitzim. That's not really, that's not the purpose of chairs to make charitzim. I don't usually use my big chair to take it across. But right now, I got to need that chair in a different place, and I asked the guy to move it. I didn't ask him to make a charitz. It's a segregation to make a charitz. It's very heavy, but I didn't ask him to make a charitz. So you can't say, well, every time you move a chair, you make a charitz. That's true, but you never move a chair. I can't say that chairs and charitzim are made, they go together every time. You look up under the definition in the dictionary of chairs, is heavy chairs make charitzim. That's not true. I mean, it's true, but you're not usually schlepping chairs across the backyard. Whereas refrigerator doors, I'm opening up regularly. Every time I open the door, it turns on the light. That's part of what opening a door is nowadays. But the Bialman's arguing, Lachara, that even without that, Lamaisa, if you learn the Lamdas of Segregation, why it circumvents the din of Dabar Sheni Mitzkaven is because it's Hastach, but the din Lamdas, about B is Nichlal and A, and you do A, it's killing Mitzkaven for B. What
you're doing. Once you say that B is Nichlal and A, then it doesn't make a difference why you're being Mitzkaven.
Well, you mean mechavim for A, and if A equals B, therefore you mean mechavim for B. Right? That's your argument, right? So it applies to the miskav, not the sheni miskav. Right? So how would that play out over here in the world of psikreisha? So that's why the Mishabura does not get involved in that. Mishabura says very simply, Chazal denies it by Merilakim, because it's an iser kal in that sense. So Mishabura is avoiding that problem. This other board, Lachar, should be told in that mechalev asachronim, and. Yeah, I think the mice of the poiskim weren't such lamdonim, they were more poiskim. And they didn't seem to be bothered by that. Lamdish or shikul ter. But even if Shlomo Zalman only asks is in the case of a refrigerator, because Be'etz and the Taka is part of the function of the refrigerator to turn on the light. So that's more common than the case. Okay, just finish up over here. Mr. Mishabur says, in a case where you're putting it on the oven, which is made to cook, then you can't. When I ask the guy to turn he comes every Shabbat to turn on the light to fire, it's because it's cold, not because he's cooking food. This Shabbat's punk, he's got a food there also. So I say, listen, it's a malkum bishul, but the mice, he's here, his goal over here is to heat the house, not to eat the food. So that's Mishabur, means from Shlomo Kluger and from others that the mice. Once it's a normal place to cook and the pot is there, we have to assume that the vadek of kavanas and yehudi behasik achakach gam bishul akadir. So when he sees a pot there, he's assuming that it's there for I'm lighting an oven. Well, what's the purpose of an oven? Whatever you do with an oven, I don't know. Whatever an oven's for, that's what he has kavanah for. Okay. But it seems to be, so on the mice over here, the what we have over here is a case where the goy is going to be doing chazor for the yid at the end of the day. You have a pot which was off the fire and now going back onto the fire without tonight chazor, so it's like a nice siddur chatkila, and it's mutter. Now, we handle the shayla in lumdis before, what's the isser? Is the isser the mice or the isser is the state of being? So if the isser is Mexican Mavasha, we understand that the isser by Chazara is the mice. In other words, on Shabbos, putting a pot in the Chachila, the problem is not Kashem Yechata, because it looks like you're doing Bishul. So I got around that. I didn't do Bishul. The Goy did it in a way which is no Shemir Lach. But if the isser is Shem Yechata, so Lachara, the Iker Nakuda is, if it's in that situation, I might come to Mechata, because I want warmth. So what's the afkamina? If I put it there, the guy puts it there. This is not the nesina. This is the fact that it's there. So and the mashal, the mishabur before beginning of the siman, the mishabur said in case you were mashab iser, you're mechuyev to remove it, because. In a case where you're doing shehiyah be'isr, where there's a chashash shamiyachata, you can't leave it there because we're afraid shamiyachata. So, lachara from this dinner of the Ramah should be a raya that the ikar chashash is not the shamiyachata. The ikar chashash is mesikim avashal, and that's why lachara in this scenario where there's no mesikim avashal, we didn't answer it. So the shaila is, what does that mean? You didn't see the behetar. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? How? What does it mean behetar? If the chazal's ikar nekuda is not mitzad the ma'is, it's mitzad the fact that it's there. So they ask because the fact that it's there. So I could put a goy there. I could have a kaif putting it there. I could have a machine putting it there. I could put it there. What's enough to mean? That's not the isser. The isser is the fact that I have a pot which I'm going to be mechata. Right, so that this Ramaz is a strong argument towards that. Now the Chazanish actually paskins the Chashash Hashem Yechata. Chazanish therefore says, in a case where I want to put a pot on the Mokah which is not B'chal Not Hot, this case over here, with a timer turning it on later on in Shabbos. So beside the Isser Bishul warming, etc., he says it's a Groma. Okay, you can get around the Groma's Mokum Tzarech, you can do Ikerdin Shabbos Groma is not Osir, it's there's an Isser. Remember the Mokum Tzarech, Groma's Mutter. He says, but she also mitzad Deni Shehi and Chazor, because you're going to have a pot on Einar Gar Fakotum on Shabbos. What's up with how you put it there, right? So the Chazanish, now the Chazanish does not, or that's not true. He does answer this case. I don't understand his teretz. So that's the simple answer. Like, why this case of Mir Lakim is any better? Finish off over here. He just points out that Smicha is going to be mutter, even as in a Gar Fakotum. It has like Gar Fakotum, then you see no doubt. The Chazanish points out that he learns that Smicha has a din like Shehiya, and therefore you're allowed to take something which is Samuch to Agabi Kira. Samuch Agabi Kira, let's say the Kira is not Garfa Katam, I did Smicha, and then later on the Shabbos I want to put on top of the Kira, I can't put a Garfa Katam on Shabbos, but I can put a Blech down. The valid oifen of blech, and I can move it from smicha, because smicha is a form of leaving it on the fire. So smicha to chazara is mutter, and that's how he understands the idea of moving it on the blech itself, from not on the fire to on the fire. The fact that you're allowed to do smicha lechatchila on Shabbos, we've seen this in the Kenat like that. If it goes into dinei shehiya, so nesina lechatchila should be aser. You're telling me that I'm allowed to do a ma'isa smicha on Shabbos, even to garfa katam, but to any garfa katam, you're saying it's mutter, means what you're saying is this is not called putting on the fire. It's not, so then that's true, fine, that's mutter. So then you can't tell me later on, but later on you want to move from there to on the fire, that's going to be mutter. So Chazanish says that much he does say, you can't do a smicha from on Shabbos and then move it to agabi the fire on Shabbos. A smicha before Shabbos, then onto the fire on Shabbos will be mutter. If the amount is a chiluk, that needs a chiluk. Okay. I think we touched on everything I wanted to touch on for now.